Eric, now going into your senior year, you've been through two really successful years with the program and a couple really down years with the program. What would it mean to you personally to return Missouri back to the levels that they expect to be at?
It would mean so much to just avenge the legacy of Mizzou football. You know, there was so much leadership when I got here in 2013, so much pride and so much passion for Missouri football. And what we're doing right now is modeling a lot of what we're doing leadership-wise off of that 2013 team, guys like Andrew Wilson and Michael Sam and those guys. And it's really taken off, and people are buying into it. And we really expect to turn this thing around and attack the line and advance the legacy.
Let's go right side, front row.
Michael Brown from Saturday Down South. You made some headlines with your Arkansas interview and whatnot. Do you think that motivated your team to get the win there?
Well, going into that interview, I had no doubt that we were going to win that game either way. I don't think any outsiders really believed that we were going to win the game. So that was really more for show, I guess. But that rivalry is always going to be personal. People always are uncomfortable when things get personal. So why don't we just make it personal? They want to come to our house. They want to step on our field. They want to run through the A-gap. Well, you're going to get hit in the mouth. It's disrespectful to step on the field at the University of Missouri and think you're coming out with a win.
Why did you have to apologize?
I didn't apologize. Coach Odom apologized on my behalf. And Coach Bielema was actually he understood where it came from. And, you know, we're both extremely competitive. He's a great coach. You know, hats off to his staff and his team. You know, I have no doubt that they're a great team. It's just, you know, there's a conflict of interest. And I want what he has and he wants what I have. And, you know, when we step on the field with pads and shoulder pads and he puts his army out there and I put my guys out there, you know, things are going to go down.
So left side here, front row.
Erica, Ben Baby from the Dallas Morning News. You talk like nobody else at Media Days has talked. Where does this confidence stem from? And what's the reaction you get when you say the things you do?
There's always been a plan. I mean, there's been a plan since I was young. And I'm just following that plan, and everything's, you know, playing out just how I expected it to. I said this before, but, you know, freshman year is just a little, I guess not so little freshman, and I expected to be here today. You know, that was on the agenda. So, you know, it's confidence. Some people call me confident, cocky. You can call me arrogant, but you can never call me selfish. I'm here for my team. I'm here for my coaching staff. I'm here to represent the state of Missouri, how the state of Missouri deserves to be represented. And I was just asked if Missouri belongs in the SEC. Dang right we belong in the SEC, and we've earned that respect. Well, I've played for four teams now here, and two of those teams went to the SEC championship. You know, we've had two down years. We fully expect to get back to the top. Like I said, we want to avenge the legacy. You know, we want to attack the line every single rep, one play at a time. Right now, we're focused on summer ball right now, but we do have high expectations for this team, for this season. I've said this before, perfection is the goal, and greatness is the expectation.
Let's go here to the right side, back corner.
John Wilkerson, WNML in Knoxville. What did it mean to the team that after such a tough stretch in November and the start of October and the start of November, what did it mean to the team to finish with two of your last three victories?
It was huge. You know, I was on the bench most of the year, actually, so I didn't play until those last five games. So me personally, it was huge for me to get those wins. But it was huge for the team, you know, to finish strong, because we know we're going into a tumultuous season this year. So it's good to have that momentum, and it's good to have that confidence going into this season.
We'll stay here on the right side, third row on the aisle.
Eric, Matt Smith, Southern Pigskin. Your belief in the program and the university as a whole obviously never wavered enough for you to not want it to be your home anymore. So how frustrating is it to see the university being perceived in such a negative light the last year and a half or so? And do you believe that football is powerful enough that should you guys have a bounce-back season, get back in the top half of the division, can that help the perception of the university as a whole and maybe get enrollment numbers back up?
I definitely think so. I think football has that amount of power. I think football has that amount of influence. You know, things like this, the SEC Media Days, second biggest day in college football, second to the national championship. You know, SEC, especially the best conference in college football, it just means so much more here. The fact that you guys are here, the responsibility that it carries playing in this league. But yeah, like you said, let me just go off. I've been working with our marketing team selling tickets, and we've actually sold more tickets at this point to all of our football games than at any point last year or the year before. So, you know, I think the excitement around the university and the football team is there. The enrollment numbers might not be there, but everyone's definitely excited for the football season.
Let's go left side here, second row in the middle.
Matt Stevens, Montgomery Advertiser. Eric, you, like a lot of upperclassmen on your team, you came to Missouri to play for Gary Pinkel. When did guys start buying into Barry Odom as the head coach and the leader of your program?
I think as soon as he told us that he was here to win and that he was here for us, and obviously it's a process, you know, he started to show us that. And I think at this point, everyone trusts him. And that's what it comes down to for your entire coaching staff, is that do you trust your coach? And I do believe everyone trusts Coach Odom.
Let's go here. Third row, left side on the aisle.
Kind of to follow up on that, there was a lot of shakeup on the defensive coaching staff a year ago. How are things now with another offseason behind? How is that dynamic between the defensive coaches?
I don't think we've ever been closer. We've worked so much, you know, behind the scenes on, you know, getting as close as we possibly can, you know, raising that competition, raising the expectation. Holding team meetings, delegating power. The seniors have taken so much more of a leadership role this year than at any point last year. We're taking ownership of this team, and that brings about accountability. And, you know, the outcome of this season can rest on our shoulders. I'll take that because I do believe that this is going to be an incredible season.
We have time for one last question. Front row here, left side.
Eric Ben, maybe again with the Dallas Morning News. You said you were working with a marketing department selling tickets. How did that what's your role in that, and how did that all start?
So I needed an internship to graduate. I thought, what better way than to, you know, sell some tickets and get some fans at the games and get them excited. So obviously I'm killing two birds with one stone there. I'm getting the hours I need to, the hours and credits I need to graduate. And at the same time, you know, I'm getting out there. I'm meeting the fans, I'm meeting all the incoming students, the freshmen, getting them excited, getting them riled up. You know, they get to come in and see me and touch my beard and get an autograph and whatever they want to do. You know, I'm a people person. This is a service industry. It's an entertainment industry as well. So I'm here to entertain and win some games.